header. But Gerrard! Oh, you beauty! What a headshot! What a head! Call it, take it quickly, Origi!
Oh, that's not on the telly.
And Liverpool's king to the cot are champions of Europe once again.
Welcome to the Manchester City match reaction. It's me and Jenko for this episode. Jenko, 2-2 it ended.
Yes.
But let's speak about the first half. Was that possibly one of the first half we've seen from Liverpool in a while?
Yeah.
Because were shocking.
I think the first 10 minutes was that bad. I thought we were getting at them in that. But after that 10 minutes, yeah, it was just sloppy, wasn't it?
Nah, there was a spell, weren't there? Like a 15-20 minute spell where Liverpool player would get the ball and just give it away straight away.
Yeah. Yeah, really was.
Bernardo Silva, when he went that little run.
Oh, my God.
And gave us a folding, but Alisson saved it. I thought, oh, we're here for a long day, yeah. Because no one put the foot in.
Yeah. But I feel like that was when like the game properly changed, wasn't it? When he done that.
Yeah, but
my head would go as well.
Yeah, like he literally picked the ball up halfway and took it past everyone. And no one put a foot in. But
even
Alisson,
the pass as well, though. Like, Alisson, I feel like Foden should finish that.
That was a great team by Alisson as well. But yeah. Speaking about Foden. Foden absolutely ran rings around James Milner.
Do you think, though?
Yeah, you could obviously you're seeing it coming because James Milner's what, 35?
Yeah.
And Phil Foden's up and coming talent. And a lot faster than James Milner.
Yeah. I agree, don't get me wrong, he got the goal in that. But I just think he could have done better as well. Do you know what I mean?
No, I'm speaking of in the first half, Foden was just all over Milner.
Yeah.
And To be honest, we were quite lucky. Well, some fans would say that we were lucky to not give away a pen for the Foden tackle.
Yeah. I'm not too sure.
It was never a pen.
No. It was outside the box, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But
it was never a foul. The ref was right not to give it a foul. But yeah, Foden was absolutely all over Milner.
Yeah.
And more about Milner, he was lucky. Would you say that was the second yellow?
I probably would, you know.
Because after the game, I was looking all over Twitter and said, Liverpool's lucky Milner not to get sent off.
I probably would.
I think we are lucky.
Guardiola's reaction in that.
Yeah, but he always reacts like that, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Even Guardiola got booked.
Yeah.
But so we were lucky enough to go 10 men down in the second half.
Yeah.
But that first half, Jenko, going back to it, we were dreadful.
We were.
It seemed like no one wanted the ball. No one had confidence or nothing.
Even in the second half, to be honest, yeah, the midfield was just flat, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I love Curtis Jones and Henderson, but like, they both were just awful, I think. Henderson, if I'm honest, in particular, because I feel like he just lost the ball a lot.
He lacked confidence that game. Just didn't want the ball at all.
Yeah, really did.
But someone sat next to me said, this is the game where we missed Thiago.
Yeah.
Just to pick up the ball and just play it forward. Because we were constantly playing it back to Mata, Van Dijk. And it's just, we were boxed in.
Yeah. I think Thiago, like, slows the game down. And like keeps our players composed, do you know what I mean? Rather than where they were frantic, losing the ball. And yeah.
I think you're right, though. Our midfield were flat footed. Like, no one was creating anything. Do you know what? In the first half, the only person who was creating something was Joel Matip.
Yeah.
He went on three little runs. But the thing with Matip, he gets the point and dribbles like, how did I get this far? Well, I don't know what to do now.
Yeah. Yeah. Loses his head, doesn't he, at times. But I wrote in the group chat, didn't I? Like, that ball was just on all day, that, where Matip had just run in and found a pass. It was just a matter of...
Even some of the long balls in the first half just weren't working.
No, we targeted Walker and Diaz, didn't we?
The Mane side.
Yeah, and it just weren't working. Like, fair play to Kyle Walker. I thought he was quite decent, to be honest, in terms of just shutting it down.
But, Jenko, we were lucky not to be 3-4-0 down in the first half because we absolutely got battered.
Yeah, I'll hold my hands up. Yeah, definitely. If they had a world-class striker instead of having to play Grealish or whatever it was.
He didn't play well, did he, Grealish? He did not play well.
No, it's a weird role for him, I think, isn't it? That, like, false nine.
Well, Jenko, second half, we came out a bit better than the first half.
Yeah.
Mane's goal. What a run that was by Salah, though, to get the goal. But that came from Man City taking risk, though, didn't it? As my uncle said yesterday, Man City took a risk with that Mane goal. Jao Cancelo, like, Salah had none the ball in the first half because Jao Cancelo had him. But as soon as Cancelo went in for the tackle, Salah just skipped over him. But Mane finished it 1-0. You thought, oh, where we go? The goalkeeper, nothing really. We were getting battered all game.
Yeah. But that, like, change of turn, do you know what I mean? I did think we'd go on to win the game. Because I think Cancelo and Diaz were booked then, weren't they? And yeah, I just thought, here we go, here's when Salah finally turns up. And he did, to be honest, just Salah. Do you know what I mean? That goal, his second one.
Oh, Salah. But let's speak of the Foden goal before Jenko. To be honest, I just knew Foden was going to score.
Yeah.
Because he was just beating me on it all the time down that side. And you just knew one chance and it's a goal. So
yeah, and it was a really good finish, wasn't it?
But you just seen it. You just knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
That's the thing. But Salah's second goal. Oh, my God.
That should be up in the Puskás Award, that. Like, as Everton won.
People on Twitter are saying goal of the season so far.
Yeah.
Mate, he sat silver down, took past 3 players, then took a pass to the port, then to finish it on that angle. Because it was a tight angle, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And it just hit the inside of the post. What a finish. And at that point, I thought, oh my God, there's what? It's like 12 minutes left of the game.
That should be a game winner, that, shouldn't it?
Yeah. I thought, we've won this. 12 minutes left. Just, boys, keep the lead. Keep the lead. Just keep it. 2 minutes later, De Bruyne goes and scores.
Yeah.
But,
and everyone's saying that goal was really good. I do sort of agree. It was a big deflection, wasn't it?
Yeah. But go back to the Salah goal, Jenko. Come on, we can't just speak about that for 2 seconds. No. That goal was unbelievable. I've seen people on Twitter after that goal say, is Salah in contention for the Ballon d'Or?
Definitely.
It's like, it's a Liverpool player. We don't get Ballon d'Ors. I hope Michael Owen did, but...
Yeah.
I remember one season where Van Dijk was robbed from the Ballon d'Or.
Even Salah, I think, a few years ago.
But as you said, that goal should have been the game winner.
Yeah.
Should have been.
We should have just killed it off.
Was it his weak foot?
Yeah. I think it was, yeah.
But it's the way he just picked the ball up.
It's like the Tottenham one and the Everton one, Joe and the Snow.
Yeah.
It's like them combined. Like, it's just phenomenal, isn't it? It's just proper prime.
It just literally, like, he had no support around him, did he? He was like 5 members by him. And he just took it. Ah, it's just unbelievable. he just, would you say he's the best player in the world at this moment? In the Premier, he has to be.
He isn't. Yeah. Well,
But if you say
if he's the best in the Prem, then yeah, he's the best.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you're best in the Prem, then because it can't be like Mbappe because PSG aren't doing that well.
Ronaldo is close, but it's got to be him, hasn't it? He's not carrying us per se, but he is, isn't he?
Do you reckon, and I'm past this, do you reckon Salah's getting the recognition he deserves now?
Yeah, I think so. But he should have been getting it like 2-3 years ago after that season. Do you know when he first joined?
Yeah.
I think you knew then he was a world beater. Like, it could have been a one-season wonder, but nah, I think the quality of them goals back then were just as good as he is now. Like, I will say, though, does he deserve the 400 grand contract?
Apparently it's 300 grand.
Is it?
Yeah, I think half. If he was asking for half a mil, that's a bit too much.
Yeah.
But 300 grand, just give me.
I agree.
Hand it over.
I agree.
Because isn't he like 30, 31 when his contract ends?
31, yeah.
So if he gets an extension, he'd be like, what, 33, 34?
Yeah.
And do you want to be playing 500k for the player who's 34?
Well, that's the thing. So I feel like people play career mode too much, Joe, where like you get to 32 and you're finished.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're a proper top athlete, like Ronaldo, show.
Nah, but it's like 34. Yeah, true.
I don't think they're stopping him, really.
Would you think that at that point? Because like, I know Man United bought Ronaldo as like a little, like, I don't know, because he's rumoured City, weren't he?
Yeah.
But, like, isn't he rumoured that Liverpool's meant to be rebuilding next summer?
Yeah.
So would you want me paying 500 grand for a 34-year-old when you're you could have been paying 500 grand a week for like the likes of Mbappe or Haaland?
Yeah. But his numbers are probably on par with Mbappe and Haaland, aren't they?
Yeah.
And I just think he's settled in so much. I'd just give him it, me. I would.
Do Rio Ferdinand, Jenko. Put the contract on the table. Give him whatever he wants. Salah's at the wheel.
Yep.
Rio Ferdinand.
But Jenko... Jota was quiet.
Yeah, he was.
Really was.
Been quiet for the past couple of games, Jota.
Yeah.
I think give Bobby a little run out and then Jota will be back.
Yeah, I know why he's played Jota, just because he has played more games recently.
Jota gets in the right positions, but just that finishing.
Yeah.
Touch is not there. But Jenko, De Bruyne's goal. Was it the City preview when I said I don't rate Joe Gomez right back?
Yeah.
And look what happened. He got caught sleeping.
He did. It's not a right back, does it? He's clearly a centre back, and he's also, according to Klopp, playing left centre back now to rotate for Van Dijk. So
he got caught sleeping. Caught out of position a bit. But I know, like, this is me trying to dig for excuse here, but Sterling was in front of Alisson. But I said he was on the floor, though. Like, is that really stopping the keeper if Sterling's on the floor in front of him?
Was it Everton Man U when a particular 31-year-old, you know, number 10 was on the floor and they got a shot past Everton and it was a goal, but they ruled it out? Do you remember that? But that shouldn't have been ruled out, if I can remember. I think they're quite similar, aren't they? In terms of, yeah.
But it did take a big deflection, though.
Yeah, from Mata.
But again, Liverpool can't hold on to a lead.
No.
Literally 2 minutes after Salah scored, they score. Like, what's up with us? The game management's just awful.
Yeah.
Brentford, we couldn't hold on. City, we couldn't hold on.
It's like our momentum. We get like too excited, don't we, or something?
And to be honest, near the end of the game, we were lucky not to concede then.
Yeah.
Because City were all over us then.
They had the chances, didn't they?
But, Jenko, fab. Oh, fab. How'd you miss that?
Oh, don't.
It's an open goal. If he gets it first time, it's a goal. If he gets a bit of lift on a ball, it's a goal.
I've been brought up to hit them at the roof of the goal. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just twat it in. You're only 5 yards out. And he's just tried to roll it in.
He took a touch, didn't he?
Yeah.
If that was anyone else on the pitch, like, I'll say anyone else, if that was like the attacking player,
no,
on the pitch,
I think that's a goal. Else. Yeah.
It's just the way he took a touch. He should have just smacked it.
Overcome.
Not smack it. Just get a bit of lift on the ball.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mean the goal. That would have been it. That would have been it. 3 points.
Can't take it away from Roger, though, because it is a good block still.
Yeah. He just got there as well, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
I just got there.
Yeah, he should be finished now, I think.
Yeah, that was the game there to be won.
Yeah.
But we're still second in the league, 1 point behind Chelsea, going into international break. It's not a bad place to be.
No, it's not.
And it's not a bad place to be.
I hate international break, but it probably is a good break for us, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Just after this result and maybe Brentford. I know we had the Porto game, but...
We have next game's Watford in it, away.
Yeah, that's tough, I think.
But, Jenko, do you see that... Do you see on telly where they said about Trent?
Said
Trent, after 6 Premier League games this season, chances created, 21.
Yeah.
He's first in the league. Chances created from set play, 10. First in the league. Passes into the box, 68. He's first in the league. Successful crosses / corners, 17. He's first in the league of that.
Yes,
that's not normal.
He's unbelievable, isn't he? That is attacking, like, just minds, and that is second to none.
And he doesn't get the credit. I know we'd say he's not the best defender, because he's not. And I think Liverpool fans can admit that he's not the best defender. But he doesn't get the credit he deserves because he plays for Liverpool.
Yeah. As I said, I'd rather have a proper attacking fullback than a real defensive one like Wan-Bissaka. I just think the more appealing to watch.
I think football's changed. So yeah. I think the fullbacks need to be attacking.
Yeah, definitely.
So yeah. But yeah, so
I think we did miss him yesterday.
Yeah.
Really did.
Because I think when, like, because Milner doesn't play that role as good as Trent, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and when our midfield's flat, you can rely on him.
Yeah.
We didn't have that. Great. But still, but I'm happy with it. I will give respect to Man City, though, because...
No, there's a reason why Liverpool and City's been the most consistent team for, like, what, 3 or 4 years?
Yeah, yeah, and you knew it'd be a proper powerhouse.
There's a reason why we are, us and Man City are the top two teams in the league.
Yeah.
And you see Salah's post. He said, we're going for the title and we have what it takes. Last time Salah made a promise like that, we got Champions League footy last season.
It's amazing, isn't he?
So when Mo speaks, we all listen.
So when he wants 300 grand a week, give him 350.
Yeah. But Jenko, moving on. Well, still Man City v Liverpool. You see, he was at the game. Khabib.
Oh, yeah. But he was at the United one, wasn't he?
He was at the United game, supporting Man United. Then he was at Anfield, supporting Man City.
Do you know what, though, right? Are you going to tell him?
Surely he knows. Like, he had a shirt saying Khabib number 7 on Man United's shirt at the game. Yeah. The golden post about City saying, oh, it was a great game, great atmosphere, but the game was better. And then below it said, I was supporting Man City. I was like, you just can't do that.
No.
But yeah, like you said, I'm not going to tell him what he can and can't.
It's like that. You're onto that Neil Patrick Harris, the actor.
Oh yeah, when he goes to
let's go Manchester United.
Yeah, and he's wearing a Man City kid. Yeah.
So, but
yeah, but it's like, wow, you can't do that.
No, really can't.
But do we know when Thiago's back?
I think it's after the international break, isn't it? But he is quite injury prone, so it might even be later.
But I've seen people say that he's not on crutches, because remember his wife posts about him on crutches. But yeah. Then you've seen the Liverpool video of him giving the lift to Elliot. But like, you don't know when that was filmed, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So you can't really go off that.
Robertson was on crutches, wasn't he? And then he was back like 2 weeks later.
Yeah, Robbo like basically broke his ankle.
Yeah.
And he was back a week later.
I think it might just be like precautionary at the minute. But
taking it safe.
Yeah, yeah. Don't put too much pressure on it, yeah. But
Jenko, you predicted 3-0. And I was like, what are you talking about? I did predict 1-1 and 2-1.
Yeah.
So I did predict a draw.
So I still stick with 3-0. I think it was so end-to-end that second half. It could have been 3-0 to them.
No, it can go anyway. It can go anyway. Because I was speaking to my uncle about this before on the way to the game. He said, like, this game's seen it all. It's seen Liverpool batter City. It's seen City batter Liverpool. And it's seen a close 0-0 and like an end-to-end game.
Yeah.
So the game could have went anywhere.
Yeah. But to be fair, if we'd have defended better, I know it sounds mad, but like if we did have Arnold, say, as an example, it would have been 2-0. I think.
Oh, I don't know. I think our midfield was too flat.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah. But if we kept Silva quiet, I think the game would have been different.
Yeah. But you can't stop that man at the minute. But you know what?
You know, I'm surprised City didn't start. I really like this player. Ferran Torres.
Yeah. Do you know what? His movement off the ball is fucking bloody phenomenal. There you go.
I really rate him.
Yeah.
I think he's a good player. But, God, he didn't play because it could have been a different story if he played.
I'm surprised Mahrez didn't play as well. I know he normally bottles it against Liverpool, but yeah, I'm quite shocked at that.
Yeah, but at least we kept players quiet, like Grealish. To be honest, I don't get the hype around Grealish. I think he's a waste of 100 mil.
Yeah, in terms of them really needing a striker, yeah, definitely. And now they're playing Bernardo as well. They just don't need him, do they?
No,
really don't.
See, I said this, that Alisson save on Phil Foden is like a brilliant save. I think doesn't get the recognition that save in the first half.
No, it really doesn't. It was a good save, wasn't it?
Because Alisson, he's the best keeper in the world.
Yeah.
Hands down.
You can do not on
some games where like we're dominating. You can do not on all game and just put out a worldie.
Yeah,
just unbelievable. But Jenko, have you got anything else to add? Anything else that we're missing?
I hate international breaks. I agree with Arsene Wenger of let's have one big tournament for 6 weeks and then leave it. But
but don't worry, we will be. Episodes will be coming out during the international break week. We will have an episode out. That's it, Jenko. Anything else to add?
Nah.
Well, thanks for listening. Ta-da. So that is the end of this episode. Don't forget to follow us on all the social medias at The Upper Main and on TikTok at Upper Main. And we'll catch you next time. Ta-da.